Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at who the church is. We've been looking at the fact that we are empowered, that the church gathers, and today we're looking at how the church scatters. And so what I want to remind you, first thing, is we know that church is not something we consume. Church is something we build. Amen. Amen. Church is not just a place we go. We know that church is who we are. You are the church. When we talk about the church, we know that church is God's special possession. 1 Peter, the apostle, he talks about it. He says, you are a holy nation, God's special possession. Do you know that God thinks you are God? You are the apple of God's eye. He loves you, church. God loves you. God loves this place. God loves these people in this room. He loves you. I am God's special possession. I just want you to know that today. And so if you mess with God's special possession, you're messing with God, you know? And it's the same for you. It's the same for you. That's why, listen, that's why when another church is going through a tough time, we never tear them down. We never jump on a bandwagon and start tearing down the church. You know why? Because it's God's special possession. Don't mess with God's special possession. God's church is his special possession. He keeps us under his wing. My son, Oakland, it was his birthday yesterday. He turned two, everybody. And it was the best. Jess and I, our family, friends, we had the best time celebrating. It was so cute. And it was so funny. He was singing happy birthday. We were singing happy birthday to him. And, you know, I was like, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. And then, you know, it's kind of over. And he kept going, hooray, hooray, hooray. Hooray! You know, so this morning he wakes up, hooray! You know, he's just so happy about life, and you love it. And he's learning his will, which is also very exciting. And he's a two-year-old. It is so fun. We got this egg thing from the museum, and in this egg there's a lizard, and you put it in water. You put the egg in water, and for about 4 days you watch the lizard break out of the egg. It's some kind of magic science thing. And so the lizard breaks out of the egg, and you see this, and it's a little baby lizard, and he calls the lizard Bobba. And the reason he calls it Bubba is because when we see a baby, we say, oh, Oaks, look at the Bubba. And so he kind of just put an O in there and made it his own. And so it is Bubba. And what you need to understand about Bubba, everybody, is Bubba is Oaks' special possession. It goes everywhere with this kid. He sleeps with it. He walks around with it. It stinks. It's slimy. It's disgusting. But it lives under his arm. Maybe that's the problem. Right under his armpit, you know. And he loves this thing. He keeps it close to him. He's always checking on it. He's always looking at it. And I want to encourage you. The church is God's special possession. He's always checking on it. He's always looking at it. He keeps the church under his wing. God cares about the church. God loves the church. Never disregard the church, because the church belongs to God. Don't ever disregard the church. Don't ever count out the church. The church is God's special possession. And who is the church? You are. It's you. You are special to God. And I want to say this, we need you. We need you. God has put gifts in you. You are called to be a part of the body of Christ. Listen to my voice today, every single person in this room and online. We need you. I love Glenn and Michelle Vade. They are amazing. We need you guys. We need everything you bring. We need the gift that is in you. You are not here to watch ministry. You are here to be involved in the ministry. And that's what I want to talk to us about today as I continue. We know that church is not about preference. Church is about mission. We know that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We know the church is the people of God. And here I want to help us see that the church is the body of Christ. So Lord, help us see. Give us fresh revelation of who we are. Called to be empowered, gathered and scattered. And so we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, they all said amen. Amen. Thank you, Frank. You may leave. We love you. We love you. And come on, give it up. We're going to clap around here. Let's all clap. Let's do it together. We're in this together, everybody. We're in this together. 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. And Paul has just been talking about in context about how every member of the body plays a critical part in the body. Every member, the pinky toe is very important. Just because it's hidden, just because it's small, doesn't mean it's not important. Every part of your body matters, right? And it matters the same in the church. Every one of you matter. And this is not a show. This is not just something we come and watch. This is a body. This is something we're a part of. This is something you bring and make us who we really are. Without you, we're not who we really are. Are you hearing me today? We need you. We need whatever age, stage, situation you're in, the church needs you. Because you bring a part, a gift that we need that builds us up to be who God has called us to be. So Jesus was the physical representation of God on the earth, and then he went, he ascended, he sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came to fill the body of Christ. So now guess what, everybody? The body is the physical representation of Christ in the world. Jesus isn't here, we are. The Holy Spirit is with us. We are now the representation of God to the world. And as his representation, the life of Christ is, what we see in Christ is that he was on mission. He was on mission. He has had a kingdom to inaugurate. And we have the same calling to carry the same kingdom that he carried into the earth. His kingdom come and his will be done. And we are now the carriers of that kingdom. You're a carrier of God's kingdom. Not your empire. There's a bigger thing at stake here. It's God's kingdom. Not my title, not your title. There's a bigger thing at stake here. It's God's kingdom. Vision Builders is not about C3SYD. It's about advancing God's kingdom through the local church. There's something bigger. There's something more important at play, everybody, than a brand. God's kingdom is what we carry. God's kingdom is what we live for. God's kingdom is what we die for. God's kingdom is the greatest gift you could ever receive. And we have been given it, entrusted with it, empowered to carry it. And here's what I want you to catch. That means that all of us are called to be ministers. God's intention from the book of Exodus was never to have a kingdom with priests. It was to have a kingdom of priests. He had always designed it that would not be a few people over in a corner ministering, having direct access to God. It was always that the people of God would be priests of God. What is a priest? Someone who has access to God, direct access to God. That was always the plan. And here we are. We live in the age where every one of us can be a priest. Every one of us has a mediator called Jesus. And you don't need to get to God through a person or a pastor. You go to God through Jesus Christ. You are now a priest. He is the high priest, and you are a priest under his authority. So that means ministry is for everybody. Ministry is for every Christian believer. Ministry is for you. There's some myths about ministry. There is. There's some myths. Myths like this. Yeah, bust that myth. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, brother. the ministry, there's a myth that ministry is done by someone who is on staff at a church. That's a myth. There's a myth that ministry is done by someone who is preaching on a stage with a mic. That's a myth. And what I'm saying is, yes, that's true, but that's not the only way ministry is done. That there are only a few people, this is a myth, there are only a few people who can do ministry and the rest of us watch. Church, ministry is for every follower of Jesus. Ministry, no matter what age and stage, maturity level you are in Christ, ministry is for every follower of Jesus. Ephesians 4, 11 to 14, it says, he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Not to get them to watch ministry, but to equip the saints for the work of ministry. My job is to equip the mighty church of Jesus Christ to do the great works of ministry. And what is ministry? Sometimes when we think of ministry, it can be overwhelming. It's scary. Holman New Testament Survey defines ministry as self-giving service that honors Jesus and meets the needs of others. What is ministry? Ministry is meeting needs. Ministry is when you meet somebody else's need. Like Go Week. 85 connect groups engaged in 96 projects to meet practical needs in people's lives. That's ministry. That's ministry. We're just hearing a story of a couple, Burke and Caroline, in the 8:30 service, who've just been ministering to people. And you know what they've been doing? Little things. Walking across the road to their neighbor and taking out their neighbor's bins because they couldn't. That's ministry, everybody. That's ministry. Meeting the needs of others. It is not being a star. It is not that you have to be this big personality. You can do little things and be a minister of the gospel. And we, how are we going to see Sydney a city for Christ? I'm telling you now, it's not going to be one person with a microphone. It's going to be a mobilized, empowered church who are ministering 7 days a week in the context. Come on, church, if we're going to clap around here, we like to clap properly. Come on, let's have some fun. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you are, that's your context for ministry. You are called into full-time ministry. Full-time ministry, not part-time, not casual, not on the side, full-time ministry. And all we're doing is we're taking what we're already doing and we are repurposing it according to something greater than this world's kingdom. We're purposing what we're doing temporarily in this life towards what is eternal and that echoes forever. It's ministry. You are the minister. You, who's the minister here? You are. I'm here to equip. You're here to do ministry. God wants you empowered and confident and knowing that it's, that your inability is actually the doorway. Your fear is probably the doorway. Where you think you fall short, that's probably the doorway to ministry. Look what Paul says to the Corinthians. And band, I'd love you to join me. Thanks so much. 2 Corinthians 3:4-6. It says this, such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Listen. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Do you know the greatest barrier to you doing ministry, meeting the needs of others? Do you know what our greatest barrier is? My guess would be most of us feel like, you know what? Life's pretty busy. Life can be tricky. I got a lot on. I don't really feel very sufficient. Have you ever felt insufficient? Sorry to, it's fine. I'll just admit it. I feel insufficient regularly. Okay? And so we would then think, well, you know, that means that God can't use me. Well, that must mean I'm not able. But actually, that's not the case. It's actually the exact opposite. When you are self-sufficient, that's when ministry doesn't flow through our lives. The thing that actually blocks us from being ministers is self-sufficiency. Thinking I can do this on my own, my way, I've got what I need, I'm really strong, I've got it all together. That is the greatest blockage to ministry flowing through your life. It is your insufficiency and God's sufficiency that actually qualifies you to be used by God in this life. So when you feel insufficient, look to Him who is sufficient. When you feel insufficient, use it as a doorway to God's sufficiency. It's His ability, not yours. Ministry is designed to happen through us. It's not just done by us. Ministry happens through us. Listen, you are a conduit. You are not the source. You are partnering in what God is already doing. You know Oakland, my son? Yep. I talk about him all the time. I love telling stories about Oakland. So we do this thing where we take out the trash together. And you know, some people take their kids to the zoo. I take Oakland to the bins. And so just saving money at the moment. So we go to the bins and we take out the trash together, and I've got all the buckets, you know. I've got the paper bucket, the plastics bucket, and the yellow bin, and the paper bin, the blue bin, and I open them up, I prepare them, I bring it all, and I bring Oaks with me. And I've really done everything, okay? So what I do though is I even pick out what needs to go where. I grab the paper recycling and I pick it up. And when I go to put it in the bin, I place it over the right bin. And then just as I would drop it into the bin, I put it in Oakland's hand. And he takes it and he holds it for half a second. Doesn't even grab it. It touches his hand and it goes into the correct bin. And he goes, hooray! I grab a bottle and I put it over the right bin, and I grab his hand and I place his hand just over the right bin. I grab the bottle and I put the bottle. It just touches his hand. His hand is basically the backboard. It bounces off and goes into the right bin. And he goes, hooray! Wouldn't it be hilarious if Oakland was like, man, I am amazing. Dad, you're boring, you know? I got this. No, it's a partnership. I'm really doing all the work, just so you all know. Just want to clarify that. I'm doing all the work. I've done it all. I've prepared it all for him. But because of my desire to have partnership with him, I want him to be involved. And what he does, it's just the last 2%. I've done 98% of the work, but I don't want it to be just me on my own. I want him to be involved. So I bring him in and I say, hey, why don't you just touch this? Hey, why don't you just put this here? Come on, let's be involved. Church, that is what ministry is like. God has done 98% of the work. He has done it all. So stop relying on yourself, thinking, no, it's a partnership. God has brought you into it. And he's saying, hey, touch this. Hey, be here. Be involved in what I'm already doing. God wants you involved in ministry. But ministry happens through us. Take the pressure off, church. Meet a need. Pray for someone. Love on them. And let's be the mighty empowered church that scatters all across this city, scatters across every suburb, and carries the kingdom of heaven everywhere we go. Amen. I love you so much. One of you, amen, amen. Love you. Love you. Close your eyes with me today. Nice and smoky. Close your eyes. Hey, maybe you're here today and you don't know Christ. It's your time to come back to Jesus. Maybe it's your time today to turn to God for the first time. Maybe you have been doing things in your own ability, trying to work your life out your own way. But I want to encourage you today, Jesus is the way. Come to Christ. Receive what he has done that you cannot do on your own. There is no way to heaven without Jesus Christ. Come and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Come and turn to him. Be saved. Be born again. If that's you today, every eye closed, every head bowed. Hey, we want to just give you this opportunity to receive Christ. And all we're going to ask you to do is just raise your hand. We're going to lead you in a prayer. If that's you today, you need to receive Jesus right now. Here's your moment. Count of three. Raise your hand and we're going to lead you in a prayer. One, two, three. Who is there today saying, that's me? Just raise your hand. We're going to pray for you. Thank you. Well done. Beautiful. Anybody else is saying, that's me? That's me. Anybody else is saying, that's me? That's me. That's me. I need to say that prayer. Anybody else? Anybody else? Today's the day. Today's the day. Come to Christ. He loves you. He's calling you. He's for you. Anybody else who's saying, that's me? That's me. That's me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sweetie. Well done. So proud of you. I love it. It's beautiful. Let the children come to Jesus. Anybody else saying, that's me? You just raise your hand. We'll lead you in this prayer. Amen. Church, let's say this prayer together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from sin. I turn to you and I receive you as my Lord and my Savior today. In Jesus' name, they all said, amen. Can we give it up for our friends that just said yes to Jesus? If you're online, put it in the chat. We love you.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.